Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Oh, and we all want to go, go, go. There's no question about that. And if you've got questions about where to go and when to go, you'll want to talk with Rose Gray this hour on the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. That number is 855-616-1620. And good morning, Rose.
Hey, Libby, how are you?
You know what? You had a big night with a reunion last night.
I did, and I behaved myself, and so did Steve Scafidi, just in case anybody was wondering. So it was so much fun. A number of us, a group of us, who were on the Steve Scafidi Tuscany trip, got together at the Bavarian Beer House, which I just have to tell you was so much fun. And a number of guests joined us who had not been with us, but wanted to learn more about what it might be to travel with Steve. And so he was very gracious and was table hopping and visiting with everybody. And we just had an absolute blast. So a good time was had by all.
You know what? And you know what's so nice about that is sometimes people are reluctant to go on group tours because they think, oh, what if I don't get along with the people, or, you know, and am I going to feel like uncomfortable if I'm not necessarily that social? But so often, the groups that you go on, first of all, you know how to, and with Steve there, I mean, he brings people together, and to the idea that even after those trips, that they still want to stay in touch, that they want to get together and have a reunion like that, I think is fabulous.
Right. I think that speaks volumes. And Steve was one of the best hosts I have ever had. I am absolutely honored and privileged to have been on that trip, and want to let everybody know that we're doing another one. And although when you go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, and I've noticed that's a very slow-moving website this morning, but have patience, it will pop back up. You will see German Grandeur River Cruise with Munich, hosted by Steve Scafidi, and that's July 16th to the 27th. You will see very boldly in red on that link, please call for availability. What that means is we were holding a few extra cabins and the cruise line has asked for them back. That doesn't mean the ship is sold out, and that doesn't mean we can't get them back. It just means that we're not holding them in inventory right now. So if you met with Steve last night, I met with a number of people who said, I'm very interested. I might suggest this. Our offices are open 9 to noon Saturdays during what we call season, and season is January through Easter typically. 866-GO-FOX-GO. Just get the conversation started. The people who are working today will not have access to our group team, so they wouldn't even be able to make that call till Monday. But why wait till Monday and then initiate the call? Start the call now so that your travel advisor can get working on this already Monday morning to find out what we can still get you for the German Grandeur trip. Why we love this one, Libby, is because it starts in Munich, and we have two nights in Munich. We are certainly going to be going to beer gardens. That's a must. But included is a trip to Neuschwanstein Castle. For those of you who are not familiar, that's the castle that inspired Walt Disney to create Cinderella's castle. And there's a big history with it, Mad King Ludwig and all of that kind of thing. And then we get on the river cruise. And this is a combination of the Main, the Danube, the Main, and the Rhine rivers. And so it's kind of, again, a mashup of three different rivers. We call it the Berg. So a lot of different cool, quaint little bergs will be stopping in along the way. So I encourage you, if you've been speculating and thinking about this, now would be the time to make your move.
Well, and if you don't want to go on the German Grandeur, you still have a few openings left on the Battlefields Bavaria trip, too.
Exactly. We want to mention that for those of you who have been contemplating Battlefields Bavaria and Germany Reborn, this is going to be a tour that I will be taking out with our good friend Jean Bromage, who is a World War I and World War II expert. And this trip was put together because of the demand or the request from people who had been on the original Battlefields trip that we have curated and crafted it with John's help. And now he and I and our group team have come up with what we see as a very, very unique opportunity to learn more about World War II. Clearly, this is a great deal about that Germany and that part of the war and how that impacted that part of the world. So that is August 1st to the 14th. So I encourage you, if any of these sound appealing to you, certainly get on board. And then Libby, I also have to let you know that some of our 2025s are already out. Grand Hawaii and Best of Hawaiian Islands. That's February for Grand Hawaii and March for Best of Hawaiian Islands. Those are up for sale already for 2025 because they are such big, big sellers. And then we also announced last week that we do have openings on the Douro River cruise that Colleen is going to be taking out. It's Portugal Vineyards and Villages along the Douro River with three nights in Lisbon. And that's being taken out by Colleen Allsburg. That's September 20th. And lots and lots and lots of enthusiasm for this trip from people who have traveled with Colleen in the past is overwhelming. And so there is still space left, but not a lot.
You know what? And I've heard more and more people talking about going to Portugal. And what's the draw?
I think it is just a new destination that people had never thought of. Spain, certainly. But people, I think, didn't even think about that. And now people have learned about the fascinating Douro River, about Porto, about wonderful port wine, about the region and the temperate climate. And so I think people are saying, I want to check that one off my list.
Oh, yeah. And you know, like you said, on the website, there are so many different options. You also mentioned Hawaii. Do you think that everybody's always wanted to go to Hawaii, but is that getting to be more of a requested destination than it has been in the last few years?
Well, certainly. And Libby, I have to tell you, we've had so many people calling concerned about the Maui piece of this, because both of those, the four-island Grand Hawaii and the three-island Best of the Hawaiian Islands, include the island of Maui. And what Maui is telling us, what the officials are telling us, is please come. Please, travel agencies, send your customers to us. Ask them to be respectful of what happened, to not go into areas. The fire affected Lahaina and not to go into that area, but that all the rest of Maui is open and welcoming, and they need those tourist dollars. So please don't put that off if you're thinking you're not going to get the full Maui experience.
All right. Well, this is your opportunity. If you're thinking of any trips at all, whether we're looking at 2025, 2024, maybe you're even thinking about where do we go for spring break this year. Rose has some suggestions for you, and you can get through on the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. It's going to be on the cloudy side today. We'll get up to 40 degrees, 36 right now at WTMJ at 915.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane off today. I'm Libby Collins in for him, and we've got Rose Gray here and a lot of questions coming in on the WTMJ talk and text line. Let's go to Green Lake. We have Karen, and you've got a question about flying back and forth from Chicago. Hi, Karen.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
We certainly can.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm ultimately going to Spain, and I have a flight from Appleton to Chicago. The layover keeps shrinking. It's now at 46 minutes between when I arrive in Chicago and when I'm supposed to catch my flight to Brussels. I'm wondering about carry-on luggage on these small regional jets. I'm trying to figure out if I should just put everything in carry-on for this trip. Is 46 minutes is what the layover is enough time if I were to check my baggage to have them make the transfer?
Well, it has to be, because I can safely assume that when you booked your airline ticket, you didn't book it segment by segment. In other words, you didn't book a one-way ticket between Appleton and Chicago and then another one from Chicago to Brussels. You booked it as what we call a through flight. By law, the airlines must give you what is called a legal connect time. If your schedule change is such that it impacts that legal connecting time, they must offer you an alternative. And since they have not done that, that leads me to believe that that means that still is a legal connection. With regard to the luggage, The regional jets that fly from Appleton to Chicago are typically going to have smaller overhead bin space. So the question you asked is, should I take everything carry-on? But would that mean then your carry-on would be bigger than normal?
No, I'm looking at smaller. I was looking at something that was 18 by 14 by 7, supposedly.
Yep.
And then something to go on. Well, and I can't tell what goes under, how big the dimensions are under the seat versus the overhead.
They're pretty small under the seat. So your dimensions are absolutely correct. I use a website called Seat Guru when I need to find these kinds of answers out. And exactly that, 18 by 14 by 7 is what they're recommending. Now, it is a very common practice for the airlines to say, when you are boarding in Appleton, we are going to have very limited overhead bin space. Would anybody be willing to gate check their luggage? Now, gate check means you're going to have that piece of luggage returned to you as you deplane. You don't need to go necessarily to the baggage claim area to get it, because that would never work for you. But they will bring it to you. But again, that could be a little bit of a waiting time. So what I would do is, I don't know that you have another option for the Appleton to Chicago, because there are only a limited number of those flights. You certainly could. Did you book this on your own, or are you working with an advisor?
I worked with an advisor.
Okay.
It was booked in the fall,
So you can reach out to your advisor and ask them, or you can look on your airline's website, are there other flights that go between Appleton and Chicago earlier than your flight, and let your airline know that you are willing to take that. Would they consider giving you that, because you're concerned about your connecting time? But they don't have to do that. That would just be a courtesy.
All right. Listen, Karen, thank you so much for your call. We've got a lot of calls and texts coming in. Coming up, we've got a surprise birthday cruise question and a few questions about safety and travel. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is taking all of your questions on the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. And let's go to Judy from Illinois. You've got a question about a surprise, Judy. What can we do for you?
Well, I don't know if this is going to be very ambitious or not. He's going to be 75. I'm looking at the American Cruise Lines. Have never heard on the program anything about them. And I know that his great-great-great-grandpa was involved in something in the Columbia and Snake Rivers, so I don't know what to do. I mean, should I call the office? Is there any specialist, or can you give me some insight on the American Cruise Line?
Yes, actually, that's a fabulous way to take somebody who might be having some maybe mobility issues or something like that, because there certainly are ways you can see the Columbia and Snake Rivers, but that would be on land, and then you're in smaller vessels and you're doing rafting and things like that. American Cruise Lines is a very, very well-respected, prominent cruise line. Most people think of them more for the Mississippi, which is what we sell the most of, but certainly Columbia and Snake Rivers, Portland, Oregon to Clarkston, Washington, very popular itinerary.
Oh, Rose, I feel so much better. Then I'll just call the office. I'm in Illinois, but we can do this all on the internet.
Absolutely. And again, as I said, they're there today, 866-GO-FOX-GO. You can start the conversation on a Saturday morning, and by Monday they can get to work on putting together some options for you.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Judy.
Take care. All right, we've got more questions, Rose. And here's one. Somebody loves your show, of course, and they're thinking about booking an all-inclusive to Cabo San Lucas in February, just around the corner. But they're kind of questioning about the safety there. What do you have to say, Rose?
I think Cabo is probably one of the safest places. In fact, I was having a conversation with a couple at my grandson's basketball game, and they said, you know what, Rose? We need to get away. We've done Jamaica. We've done the Dominican Republic. Republic, and we've done almost everything we can in the Cancun, Riviera Maya area. We don't want Puerto Vallarta. In fact, I don't think we want Mexico at all. And I thought to myself, okay, Rose, think quick here, because they've pretty much limited their options. I said, have you ever considered Cabo? Knowing full well that that was Mexico, but just wanted to hear what they would say. And they said, yeah, we were thinking about that. So I think my point in telling that story is people don't realize that because Cabo is so far at the tip of the Baja Peninsula, people don't think of that as Mexico proper because it's not on the big continent. It's on that peninsula hanging off of California. I love Cabo. I love Cabo for the culture. I love Cabo because it's so very different. I love Cabo because you can stay at a fabulous resort like a Secrets or a Dreams or some of the other fabulous resorts that have golfing galore there, and then you can go into town. The one thing I caution people when they are considering Cabo is that it is not always, most resorts are not going to offer a swimmable beach. And so if you are a very big ocean swimmer or a very big beach person, you will find red and or black flags on most of the beaches while you are there.
Yeah, you've got to watch that and be careful before you go in, especially if it's an unguarded beach. One other safety question, Rose. Somebody says there's a new travel advisory to the Bahamas. They're going to Nassau in a couple days, and they want to know, should they stay on the ship?
I would not. I mean, there's a huge straw market there. That is the allure of that destination. So, I mean, I would feel very, very safe in the Bahamas. But I go into the straw markets. I keep my crossbody bag very, very close to myself. Certainly men don't put their wallets in their cargo pants pockets or ever in your back pocket. Just like any place, you're going to be very vigilant about the pickpocket situation. That would be my only concern.
Yeah, and somebody says they just got back from Cabo and felt very safe there. One other follow-up here. Those dimensions on the suitcases that you talked about.
It was 18 by 14 by 7.
18 by 14 by 7. That's a pretty easy case to find, isn't it?
That's very typical. That's the typical bag dimensions that a manufacturer is going to use because that is considered acceptable.
Do you have a favorite travel bag that you use?
I tried Travel Pro, and I tried Tumi. I think I'm saying that right, T-U-M-I. They're very, very expensive, and they got just about as beat up as the one I got for $99 at TJ Maxx.
That's interesting that you're saying that.
Yeah. I mean, you will see when you see the crew members from various airlines will be traveling with Travel Pro. That's what they typically use.
Yeah, that's the bag I got for my husband. Anyway, all right, we're coming up to 10:30. We've got Jack Rau in the newsroom, and we get back more questions from you on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is here. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. And then we've got Steve from Genesee with a question about his trip. And Steve, you're on the Fox World Travel Show.
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call. So I've got a trip set up early October on a Viking cruise ship starting in Basel and then ending up in Amsterdam. And then I want to get from Amsterdam over to Normandy to do the beach, the beaches and the cemetery and so forth. And I'm looking for some type of recommendation, whether I jump on a train in Amsterdam or if there's maybe a little tour group that I can join or get involved in to get from Amsterdam over to Normandy.
The tour situation, I guess we would have to explore a little bit because I'm not real familiar with that. Did you book it directly with Viking or did you book it with an advisor?
Through Viking,
okay.
Yeah. I booked it directly with Viking.
Okay.
I've got a ton of Delta miles to use. So, I travel a lot for work, so I'm going to fly Delta over into Amsterdam, then from Amsterdam to Basel, and then we'll end up in Amsterdam, and somehow I want to get over to Normandy again.
Right. So I would say if you booked it directly with Viking, they may be able to help you with that as they are in the excursion business. They may have an answer for you. However, if not, I can tell you that you can take a train. It's about an 8.5 hour proposition to take a train from Amsterdam to Normandy. And depending
wow.
on, yeah, it's not fast. The problem would be, and renting a car is probably not a good option because most car companies are not going to allow you to pick up in one country and drop in another. Or if they would allow for it, there would be an exorbitant drop charge. So, but truth be told, that wouldn't be horrible. If you're short on time, I see that that would be an issue. But that wouldn't be a horrible train ride. If you buy a first class ticket, you're probably in the $250 to $400 range for the ticket. If you buy a first class ticket, so that wouldn't be horrible. I know there are also buses you can look at, but I'm very, very certain that would be far, far more time on a bus than on a train.
You know, I can think about renting a car too, because I'm going to come back to Amsterdam, because, you know, I'll fly in and out of Amsterdam.
Yep.
So back to the States.
Yep. So let me ask you this. Once you get to Normandy, what is your plan there? What are you going to do? Are you looking for someone to guide you, or are you going to do that on your own?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
No, I would do something guided.
Okay. If you want to really treat yourself, and I gave this suggestion to John Mercure, and he did it, and he was blown away. You may have heard me mention the Battlefields trip that we're doing, and I was mentioning a gentleman by the name of John Bromage. He has a company that does custom tours. He lives in Normandy. So even though he may not be around to do it, he has people that work for him that are easily as skilled and knowledgeable as he is. And he would take you around privately if you wanted to do something like that. Now, I know that Viator and some other companies would probably offer something as far as a group tour. But if you're looking to do something very, very private, it's FranceCustomTours.com.
All right, Steve. Thanks so much for your call. We've got questions about Hawaii, and let's go to Dave in Whitewater. Hi, Dave. You're on the Fox World Travel Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's your question, Dave?
We're going to the Big Island for the month of March.
Fun.
And we've been through, this will be our third time back. And we've done the volcano and we've done the luau and, you know, kind of kicked around. Anything kind of off the beaten path that we may not know about?
No. So you've done like Volcanoes National Park and you've done all that kind of thing.
Yep.
Sure. And you, so are you on the Hilo side or the Kona side?
We are on the Kona side.
Okay. Well, that's my favorite side.
But obviously we have a vehicle, so.
Yeah. So there are.
Go anywhere.
So, I mean, yeah. So you can definitely drive around. I mean, there's all kinds of fun things to do, like the historical parks and the palace and all that kind of thing. That if you go all the way over to the other side, there is also an area called Puna. Have you been there?
Have not.
Yeah. So maybe check that out. Look on a map and see how you would get there. I believe there is a highway now that cuts straight across. Remember back in the day when you'd go to the other side, you'd have to go all the way around. But I think there is a road now that cuts all the way through.
There is. We were on it 2 years ago.
Yep. So I would give that a try and see what's going on over in the Puna area. I heard about a winery there that I have yet to try. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to see if I can figure out where that is because I've had wine in Maui, not the best, a little fruity for my taste, but I'm always willing to try any wine anywhere. So I would like maybe take a look and see how about you do a winery excursion or something like that.
That sounds like fun. All right. Listen, we've got Rose Gray here. We've got so many questions coming in. We're going to get to all of them. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose, we have somebody on the talk and text line wanting to know about a trip to Egypt and the vaccinations they need. What's the difference between required and recommended?
Yep, exactly. So the best advice I can give anybody when they are traveling someplace internationally is to check the CDC website. There, every country you can imagine is listed, including Egypt. And it will give you level 1 through 4 if there's anything going on right now. I noticed that there's a level 2 practice enhanced precautions due to global polio. Now, that is nothing to do with just Egypt. That's just a big, broad warning. Then you scroll down and you see vaccines and medicines. And you will see vaccines for disease and then recommendations and then clinical guidance for healthcare providers. Now, if there is something required, it will be stated there. If it is something that is a recommendation, that is exactly what that word sounds like. It is a recommendation. They're recommending chickenpox, flu, measles, polio, shingles, all the things you would, you know, think. They recommend hepatitis A. They recommend hepatitis B. They recommend rabies. They recommend typhoid. And typically, you do not have to get yellow fever if you have not, if you are not coming from an area infected by yellow fever. Again, these are all recommendations. These are a personal preference. It reminds me, Libby, of you talking to David Nason about draining your water heater. They recommend you do it every year. Do people do it? I'll leave it at that.
Here's a really interesting question. Somebody's looking for someplace, quote, interesting to go for a long weekend in the summer with their two adult daughters. They don't want to go to the beach. Now, listen, in the past, they've gone on elephant tracking in Uganda and surfing in Costa Rica. How do you beat that one, Rose?
With only 4 days, I'm not exactly sure. I think you've got to come up with something. The flying time is what this texter's concern is, because they only have 4 days to dedicate to this trip, maybe a long weekend in the summer. So a long weekend to me, Libby, is like, what, Thursday to Monday?
Yeah.
So you've got to think of something. You know, I think of things like Ireland. That's 6 hours away. But the texter is indicating that there's a traveler that's coming from San Francisco. So now you've just added San Francisco. What is that, another 4 hours to get from San Francisco to Chicago?
At least.
Yeah. So that's a little bit tricky as well. You know, maybe you do something domestic. Maybe you go hiking in the mountains. A beautiful, beautiful area that I absolutely love is Colorado. Maybe they all meet in the middle and go to Breckenridge or go to Colorado Springs, which is Pikes Peak and all that.
What about BC?
Yeah, 100%. It depends how, if they want outdoor activity or if they're good with active activities or what they're looking for, I guess.
All right. Another question here. This is from Bill in Whitefish Bay. He's thinking of a fall Rhine or Danube River cruise. What are the two best lines to consider? And is there a way to find Packer bars while they're there?
Yeah. Packer bars in Europe are much harder to find than Packer bars in the United States. So there usually is one. You just Google your destination and ask for Packer bars, and sometimes you can find one. The bigger question is, which lines do we recommend? So there are oodles of them out there. And you hear us talk a great deal on the show when we are recommending or promoting our groups. You will hear us talking about Uniworld River Cruises, and hear us talking about Avalon River Cruises. Both are spectacular. These are the differences. It's a smidge higher level on the Uniworld side. These ships are very, very unique. They are very proud of the fact that they have designed and decorated these ships to enhance your experience based on the country that you're in. So when you are, for example, on the Seine in France, you have a very French experience. When you are on the Danube, you are getting more of a Bavarian or a German feel for those kinds of ships. Some of the ships now are getting a little lighter, a little more less decorative as they're moving forward. Again, primary difference is Uniworld going to include all your beverages. And that means from morning to night, you want a mimosa, you want a Bloody Mary, you want a screwdriver with breakfast, it's included. You want a beer at lunch, it's included. You want a mid-afternoon gin and tonic, included. When you are sailing with Avalon, you are going to get sparkling water, sparkling wine with breakfast, beer and lunch with dinner and lunch. So beer and wine with dinner, lunch and dinner. So that's one of the differences. I would say they've probably put a little bit more emphasis on additional excursions on Uniworld. You will see Talk, which would be T-A-U-C-K, which would be right up there in the world of Uniworld. Viking is definitely our number one seller. Viking is an entry level to cruising. There are some differences there. Unlike Uniworld and Avalon, that requires all of their guests to be English speakers because they only speak English on the cruise. They will accommodate people on Vikings who speak other languages, which means announcements and port talks and lectures and things of that nature have to be in all the languages for all the people that are on board.
All right. We've got Rose Gray here. We've got more questions on the Fox World Travel Show. What about a trip between Rome and Florence and Florence and Venice? We're going to tell you about it. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we are back with Rose, a final minutes of the show. And Rose, this is kind of an exciting question to me because I managed to take a high-speed train while we were in Europe this year. And here's somebody who's booking a trip to Italy for a family of four. They're looking at the option of a high-speed train between Rome and Florence and then Florence to Venice instead of a bus. And the price is what's getting them. The option takes about $1,000 more per person. What is your advice to them?
I wish it was just $1,000 and not $1,000 per person because that's $4,000
more. Yeah, a little high.
But I'm telling you right now, teenagers on a bus that long, ay caramba. Tell us about your high-speed experience.
Well, we went from Vienna to Salzburg, and we were there with friends who live in Vienna, and they said this is the only way to travel. And we did get first-class tickets, which, believe me, they were worth it. We didn't pay anywhere near that, by the way.
Yeah.
We had it was much more reasonable. But I'll tell you, I'm not a train person, but I would take this train any day of the week. It was fabulous.
And when you say you're not a train person, is that because based on your experiences in the United States and now your mind has changed based on your international experience?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a commuter train. Yes, you do make stops, but the ride is so smooth. And at one point, because they have screens telling you how fast you're going, and we were going over 100 miles per hour or whatever they say it is in Europe. I can never figure that out. But anyway, it was fast.
It was fast. And I'm telling you, you can just about tolerate anything. And the whole crux of the matter is, there's teenagers involved. They're going to lose their minds on the bus. I'm worried about the time on the bus.
Yeah, I don't blame you. All right, now, here's another one. And somebody's very, very sad because the intention was for them to go to London and Paris, but they can only travel in August, and that's when the Olympics are. Now they're looking at Italy. What do you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, so it depends what kind of time they have. If they were going to do London and Paris, were they going to do four nights in London and four nights in Paris, and now we have eight nights to deal with in Italy? Because you have to look at Italy. It's a great big long boot of a country, and what I feel like people try to do is get too much in a short time. That is why we think the Tuscany trip that we did with Steve Scafidi was so incredibly successful, because people love the concept where we just housed ourselves or headquartered ourselves in the Tuscany area. We happen to be in Monte Catini, but there's others to choose from. And then we went on day trips. And people love that concept. But if you want to do Italy, we can always do what we call the triangle. You could do Rome, you could do Florence, you could do Venice, and then you come back to Rome. Or you could go Rome and you could fly out of Venice. It really, I would reach out to one of our travel advisors and help have them help you curate the perfect itinerary based on what you want to experience and the number of days you can devote to the trip.
Now, Rose, and we've got more questions, and of course, I know that everybody out there can always call Fox World Travel. Let's give that phone number and the website
again.
Yep,
so it's foxworldtravel.com. There is a Contact Us button. Best way to reach out to us is that we have people that sort through those and disperse those to the proper people. That's the best way. The second thing to do, 866-GO-FOX-GO, 866-GO-FOX-GO. There are some numbers at the top of the website that you can use as well. We are there Saturdays for the season, which is typically January through Easter, 9 to noon. So 866-GO-FOX-GO. Why not get that conversation started today? There are some things we can't do on the weekend, and many of the tour operators and cruise lines that we have to talk to aren't available, but they at least can get your information, that they can put that on the top of their pile for Monday morning and get that started.
All right. And you've got an event coming up in Oshkosh. I know not everybody can get there, but it sounds like it's going to be a good one.
It is. So it's called Taste, Toast, and Tour. It's with our good friends at Globus Family of Brands. And our good friend Nancy, who is our fabulous representative, is bringing a Globus tour director, Miguel Alexandre Rodriguez. Who doesn't want to go meet him, right? So we're going to talk about everything, what it's like to be a tour director, what a tour director brings to the experience. They're going to talk about Europe. They're going to talk about Africa. They're going to talk about the groups that we've got going out. So Globus and Avalon Waterways, we're going to talk about this. You need to RSVP. To RSVP, you go to the resources tab. Then you go to the thing where it'll say the waters. Register below February 6th at 6:30, hors d'oeuvres and drinks. We would love for you to come and join us.
And it sounds like an amazing
event.
And
Libby, tell us about February 4th real quick. Rose Gray.
Oh, on Conversations. Yes, on WTMJ Conversations. I almost forgot. Not tomorrow, but next Sunday, you can hear everything you ever wanted to know about Rose Gray on the Conversation show at 11 a.m. that Sunday. And you know what, Rose? I'm coming back with you next Saturday so we can talk about it more then.
Fabulous. All right. So 866-GO-FOX-GO. Everybody have a safe and wonderful weekend. Please drive with your headlights on.
Coming up after the news, it's Money Talk on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.